Good morning, Mr. Madison. Happy belated birthday to you and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I am calling because you brought up the point about Juneteenth and the 19th being a kind of what I keep calling a mega holiday because we have World Sickle Cell Day. And Juneteenth, Father's Day, and also an event to celebrate and to acknowledge sickle cell disease. And I am the president and CEO of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, and also a member of the Sickle Cell Disease Partnership, that is a group, a coalition managed by the Levitt Partners. So I just wanted to talk for a minute about your thoughts about World Sickle Cell Day. This is a day that the United Nations acknowledged in 2008, and it was celebrated on Juneteenth. It wasn't Juneteenth at that point across the nation, but it was June 19th of 2009. And so to commemorate that, we are doing a host of activities, one being Shine the Light on Sickle Cell Disease, and that's across the nation. But also World Sickle Cell Day is important because it talks about not only what is happening in this country with sickle cell disease, but the fact that it occurs throughout the world in places that people find to be surprising, like there are sickle cell disease populations in Turkey, Greece, and Italy, in the Caribbean, in Central America, as well as in South America, and of course in Africa. So I just wanted to share with you that part of the work that the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America is doing is working with this Sickle Cell Disease Partnership with our other stakeholders and others in the sickle cell community to advance federal health care policies that will improve the lives of those living with sickle cell disease.
Excellent. One of the things I would ask you to do, Regina, because a lot of information here that probably is relatively new to my listeners, could you make sure that this gets on our social media?
Sure.
Especially for over the weekend. This would be a perfect time, number one. And number two, you mentioned partnership. Would you please get in touch with the American Red Cross? And the reason I mention it, yesterday was my final day on their National Board of Governors. We 9-year term, actually. I spent 9 years on that board, but they have and they would appreciate hearing from you and partnering with you, because they have a major program trying to convince more people to donate blood, especially as it relates to sickle cell. And if you would contact them and let them know that you talked with me. And I would hope that you could start a partnership and a relationship with them. It would be mutually beneficial to both organizations.
Well, Mr. Madison, you're one step ahead. We have the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America has been in partnership with the Red Cross.
Oh, excellent.
For many, many years.
Good.
We have helped them support.
Hold on, because I'm going to run out of time. The only reason I brought it up, you didn't mention it. So that's why I brought it up. And that was on the top of my mind. So I'm glad to hear that you are partnering with them. But that's why I brought it up, because I said, you mentioned a bunch of other organizations, and because I had my last board meeting yesterday, I just wanted to add it.
But I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
but and appreciate you and the work you've done. And get this, if you would, if you put it on the social media, we got millions of folks following the tweets and that type of thing, and it'll go a long way. Thank you so much for your work. I appreciate it.